One of the most influential singer-songwriters of the 20th century has gone commercial.
I'm walking through streets that are dead.
Bob Dylan, the renegade behind Blowin' in the Wind and Like a Rolling Stone, can now be seen on a small screen near you. He's in the company of a lingerie-clad supermodel and moving to the rhythm of his 1997 song, Lovesick. Ed Razek is the chief creative officer at Victoria's Secret.
This commercial is really a subtle dance between Adriana Lima and Bob Dylan. He's moving through a beautiful palazzo in Venice. He's got a cowboy hat in his hand, which is kind of a Dylan tradition. And the only connection that you ever see between the two of them is the last frame where she's wearing the hat and smiling back at the camera.
Razek calls the folk legend's plug for the Angels lingerie line at Victoria's Secret both outrageous and terrific.
The purpose of advertising is to stop people. You've got to stop them before you can sell them. I think it's incumbent upon us to do things that are surprising, sometimes shocking, and always interesting.
The shock has proved too much for some Dylan fans. Reactions on internet message boards range from dismaying, ridiculous, disgusting, and shocking to, I can't see what all the fuss is about.
I think we got to just cut him some slack.
Austin Skaggs, associate editor at Rolling Stone magazine, says the move is classic Dylan.
He's like a chameleon. You know, you can't pin him down. And I think trying to pin him down and assume that he shouldn't be doing things like this, I think it's a little unfair.
Unfair or not, Ed Razek of Victoria's Secret can't reveal the dollar signs behind the arrangement. Dylan and his record label asked for confidentiality, but Razek doesn't think this is about finances.
He wouldn't have done it for money. When he picked up an electric guitar, there was a whole army of his fans who were just outraged. But Bob gets to do what Bob wants to do.
The Victoria's Secret commercial featuring Bob Dylan runs for the next 2 weeks.
I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now.